The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Mira Sorvino is set to make her Broadway debut this fall in the musical Chicago. She will play Roxy Hart from September 15th to November 2nd at the Ambassador Theater on Broadway. Sorvino calls it a dream come true to join such a legendary show. Chicago, the Tony Award winner, is set in the 1920s. It's a satire about how show business and media turn criminals into celebrities. Downtown San Francisco may seem a little busier these days. Longer lines for coffee and more crowded BART trains. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports it could have something to do with the fact that the city just topped the year-over-year office recovery charts for this June, beating out big cities like L.A., New York, and D.C.
According to a new study by Placer AI, the city is seeing double the downtown visit growth than the nationwide average. Downtown worker Christian guesses it's a sign that the tides are changing.
A lot of my friends are like, they've done the remote thing, but there's something nice about being in the office. And when I was searching for a job, that's what I was really interested in, too.
Many employers are instating partial, if not full, return to office mandates, a welcome change for Gabe.
There's a lot more energy, a lot more collaboration.
But he says he's seen restaurants and retailers continue to close, unable to hold on as this shift begins.
It's almost like we need more retail to come back to help support, but then it's kind of like a back and forth. Retail doesn't necessarily want to come back.
Jim Wunderman, president and CEO of the Bay Area Council, says he's hopeful that chicken and egg issue will begin to solve itself.
We've reached that point where it's going to be really good for people to reinvest downtown, open up new stores, and as these vacant storefronts become filled with businesses, then it just continues this momentum.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Well, the first days are the hardest days, don't you worry.
It's been a year of the Grateful Dead in San Francisco as celebration of the band's 60th anniversary keeps on trucking. The Fillmore will host the Terrapin Road Show for two nights to honor the legacy of the late bassist Phil Lesh, who died last year. The shows will honor Lesh's shuttered Marin County venue, Terrapin Crossroads, beloved by Bay Area jam bands. The road show will hit the Fillmore stage September 12th and 13th. General tickets go on sale on Friday. Some kids may be headed back to school, but officials at Yosemite are still expecting a crush of visitors for at least the next several weeks. As KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us, 2025 could end up being one of the park's busiest years on record.
Yosemite is on pace to welcome 4.5 million visitors by the end of the year. The last time the park was that crowded was in 2016, the 100th anniversary of the National Park System. The biggest crush comes from the Southern Gate, which draws people from the L.A. area. Even with the new summer reservation system, wait times to get into the park can run up to an hour. That's according to the park's new superintendent, who updated the Merced County Board of Supervisors this week. Busiest arrival times are between 9 and 11 on Saturday mornings. But come Friday, you won't need a reservation anymore except for Labor Day weekend. Another big draw, the completion of the renovation of the Tuolumne Meadows campground. Park spokesman Scott Gediman.
Some of the, you know, campsites, you know, were on an angle and there was a clay pipes, and so it was literally from the ground up we dug it.
And re-leveled all the sites, redigging sewer trenches for the restrooms. That's all done despite federal budget cuts, trimming park staff by 20%. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
The fast food chain McDonald's Japan has canceled a Happy Meal campaign that came with coveted Pokemon cards. The company apologized after resellers rushed to buy the meals, then dumped the food outside, just leaving trash outside the stores. All they wanted was the cards. The meals meant for children came with a toy, like a tiny plastic Pikachu or a Pokemon card. Japanese media reports the meals sold out in one day. The company says it did not adequately prepare and that the situation went against its philosophy of providing a fun dining experience for children and families. A suspected arsonist was caught by citizens in Humboldt County yesterday. Three fires had started, two of them burned together into one near the Swains Flat outpost in Carlotta on Sunday. That led local citizens to begin a search for a suspected arsonist. CAL FIRE Captain Specialist Jordan Kilbury says crews made quick work of the fire and were soon able to pinpoint the cause.
We responded to the scene. We quickly suppressed the fire and then conducted an investigation. The investigation yielded that there was a suspect seen in the area lighting fires.
A video posted on the Citizen app shows the suspect pulling out a knife when he was confronted about the fire by citizens, but they were able to subdue him, tie him up, and then wait for authorities to arrive. As World Cup soccer heads to California next year, FIFA is putting out the call for thousands of volunteers. KCBS's Brett Burkhardt reports the perks come in the form of free admission to the matches.
Levi's Stadium will host some of the games, which is why FIFA has opened up the application process for volunteers this week.
Where we're going to be really celebrating the World Cup is all about engaging our fans.
Brady Stewart is the CEO of Bay FC, the Bay Area's first National Women's Soccer League team.
We want to be a big part of that fan experience.
Jumping on the synergy of soccer excitement in 16 cities in California, including Santa Clara, beginning next June.
Bay FC has a lot of great soccer fans in the Bay Area, and we want to bring them all to the world stage with us.
How is the fan base? Are you seeing it grow?
Oh, you know, it's been one of the most exciting parts of a lot of really exciting things we've got going on.
The new team is in the middle of its second season and will celebrate another first soon at Oracle Park in San Francisco.
Where we'll be the first ever professional women's soccer team to play in that iconic location.
A match that will happen on Saturday the 23rd, the perfect momentum leading up to the World Cup.
Having fun and trying to change the world at the same time.
Brett Burkhardt, KCBS.
New information this afternoon on a shooting that completely shut down one direction of Highway 84 in the East Bay yesterday. CHP says it was caused by road rage and it left one person shot in the arm. Happened a little before 5:30 p.m. Officers were sent to investigate a two-vehicle crash on eastbound 84 west of Interstate 880. A witness reported hearing a gunshot after the crash, and a local hospital told the CHP about a gunshot victim who had been admitted there. Highway 84 was reopened a few hours later. It is the most severe sentence for the first of five teenage gang members accused of beating up a 15-year-old San Jose boy who was later fatally stabbed while on a Valentine's Day date at Santana Row. The family of David Gutierrez said it was relieved. The 16-year-old suspect will serve 2 years in a secure facility at the Santa Clara County Juvenile Hall. That is the highest level of accountability that exists. David's mother says she dropped he and his girlfriend off at Santana Row for an early Valentine's Day dinner. He was wearing a red jacket for the holiday, but the suspects confronted him, thinking the red jacket showed a gang affiliation, and they attacked. The same group of five teens is also charged with assaulting a man in a store at Valley Fair earlier that evening. The 13-year-old accused of fatally stabbing Gutierrez is set to be in court next week. How often do you have a cocktail or a glass of wine or a beer? The number of people who say they drink alcohol has hit a record low in an almost 100-year-old survey on imbibing. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, bartenders and owners in downtown San Francisco say that they have noticed.
We definitely see the patterns coming through.
Peter Corderoli owns Sam's Grill and Sam's Tavern, which have been open for much longer than the Gallup poll has been asking Americans about their drinking habits. He's seen the change.
I think less people feel comfortable being out in among other people, and there's kind of a discomfort that happens with people bumping into each other on the street, sitting on a bar stool next to somebody and starting a conversation.
More than half of those asked in the poll said they now believe even moderate drinking is bad for your health. Wendy, bartending at the Irish Bank, says,
I mean, there are health issues associated with living in a city, right? You know, owning a car or just taking a... There's health issues associated with just like being alive. And I think, you know, I get that people are wary of it. I mean, I myself am wary. I try not to drink too much. But at the same time, I think there's space for a certain kind of social tradition.
In downtown San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
San Francisco police are once again reaching out to the public for information related to a nearly two-decade-old cold case homicide. 17-year-old Aubrey Abracasa Jr. was shot several times at the corner of Grove and Baker Streets north of the San Francisco Panhandle on the afternoon of August 14, 2006. He died of his injuries at the hospital 5 hours later. Every year on the anniversary of his death, Aubrey's mother, Paulette Brown, holds a vigil for her son at that corner. She says she wants justice for Aubrey as well as for the families of other unsolved murders. Brown will be at Grove and Baker tomorrow, the 19th anniversary of her son's killing, handing out flyers in the hopes that her son's picture will jar someone's memory about what happened and prompt them to call police. Harvey Weinstein faces sentencing and another possible retrial in his New York City sex crimes case. But when that might happen and whether Weinstein will be back in front of another jury is still up in the air. Manhattan judge Curtis Farber said today that he'll sentence Weinstein on September 30th, but only if there is no retrial on a rape charge that the last jury failed to reach a verdict on. The 73-year-old Oscar-winning studio mogul was convicted in June of forcing oral sex on a TV and movie production assistant in 2006. The charge carries a possible sentence of up to 25 years in prison.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.